Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Thank you, Tim. Good to be with you.
I mentioned this earlier. Yours truly moderating this thing tonight. And I have the really easy job. I just walk in, I sit down, I talk. We're going to put these candidates in front of me one at a time, and I just talk to them for, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 minutes at a time till we've run through the 12 or how many show up tonight. You got the tough job here. You had to pull all this together. It's hard enough. If you got one or two or three candidates, 12, really? What's that been like for these last few weeks?
Well, you know, Tim, we actually began this process back in June when there were about six candidates, because as you mentioned in the 2014 race, you know, that's the last time the seat was open. I think there were seven, and I had been to a couple of events where all of them had been together, and we thought that's a pretty good way to do that. But as the number grew, it was apparent to us we were not going to be able to provide each one of these candidates plus all the other candidates for all the other races, an appropriate venue to come before our group. So we decided this would be the best way to do it. And I've been very pleased and surprised that all of the candidates were more than willing to join us. And, tonight we have over 200 people that have registered to attend the event. And with y'all broadcasting it and you obviously moderating it, we're hoping that it's going to be a huge success.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm impressed by. First of all, that in addition to the live radio audience, I don't know if folks are listening in either over the air or any number of our smart speakers and apps and the rest of it, a number of ways to dial us in tonight, listen on your phone, whatever. A couple of hundred folks, you say, now this is an important thing to point out, have registered to attend. It's not like you're selling tickets, but you do want to know who's coming.
Correct. We are in a wonderful venue at the Haddon Estate at VGD Farms, which is located on Cliff Dawson Road. And that facility affords us the ability to have a large crowd. And what we have done is we have promoted this event, of course, locally, but to all of the 25 counties that are currently in the 10th district. And we have about six of the chairmen from the GOPs of different counties coming. And I think we have about seven counties represented with people that are attending. So it's been a good draw. A lot of people are very interested to see what the candidates have to say and see them in person. So that part I think has actually been fairly easy, which, you know, that sounds bad, but we've got a lot of folks that are really interested in meeting candidates, hearing what they have to say. I think they realize that this is probably one of the most important races. I mean, obviously it probably will be a Republican that wins. That typically has been a safe seat, as you said, but that they want to make sure they have the perfect representation in 2022 and on.
And Catherine Hurley with us, chair of the Oconee County Republican Party, our candidates forum, 6:30 this evening. If you can't be there, be here. We'll have it for you here on WGAU again, starting at 6:30 this evening. You mentioned the other, not just the candidates, obviously, who they wouldn't pass up an opportunity to speak to a couple hundred folks in a live radio audience, understanding that they would be there. But you're bringing in party chairs, some of your counterparts from elsewhere in the district. That's pretty interesting to me.
Well, you know, I've tried very hard when I came into office as the new chairman of our county party to reach out to all these other chairmen to kind of form a coalition. We knew that there would be a lot of folks running for different things. And, you know, we exchange ideas. We talk about different candidates and who's having someone at which time. So we try not to duplicate. And so it has been a real growth effort, I think, not only on our party, but also through the Georgia GOP, who has been instrumental in helping that as well.
What's your read? I mentioned that these folks are running or announcing their campaigns without really knowing the geography of the district. It may well be that some of them are drawn out of the district, at least in terms of living in it. Now, that's not a requirement. You don't have to live in the district in which you run to represent. That's a law that actually Newt Gingrich got changed back in his day. But your sense, if you have one, I honestly don't. I have no idea what the legislature has in mind. What's your sense of what this thing might end up looking like?
Well, the most recent map that was published showed the temp decreasing by 7 counties, primarily down in the most southeastern sections of it and along the coast, especially Columbia County, which is actually split in half between two districts now, and then the potential to pick up three additional counties, one of which is the home to our ninth congressional district congressman at this point, Andrew Clyde in Jackson County. I kind of doubt that that will happen, but you know, the way they do it, they've got to go by population and they try and put them together the best they can. So it will be interesting to see what happens starting November 3rd.
Now let's go on this one, Catherine Hurley, again, chair of the Oconee County Republican Party. You say that the folks in Oconee County specifically, and anticipating a big crowd for this thing this evening, and in part because of this, they recognize this as a very important election coming up, want to get the right person in there. What's your sense of Oconee County Republicans and whether they will, in fact, turn out not only in May of next year, but I would argue more importantly in November of next year? We saw diminished return for the DA's runoff in December, smaller turnout across the state among Republicans for those Senate runoffs, explaining why Democrats were able to flip those two seats. Are Republicans, by and large, and I don't speak for all of them or wouldn't purport to, but your sense of whether Republicans will be activated and energized to vote, or are they still thinking the whole thing is rigged and there's no point in it?
Oh, I believe, Tim, from the growth that our particular group has had, our membership has increased nearly 50% since April. And just to have that many new members and we retained the membership that we had previously, I think you've got a lot of energized Republicans. We did feel the stings of the district attorney race, you know, to lose that one by just a few hundred votes was very painful. And I do believe, though, that there's still some still have doubts as to the, you know, the validity, all the other of the election. I think that you will absolutely see Republicans turn out in droves. And that is another one of our missions, is to make sure that that happens. So, I would look for a good turnout both in May and definitely in November.
All right, Catherine Hurley, well, we'll see you tonight. Again, Haddon Estates, Cliff Dawson Road in Oconee County. If folks still want to come, I mean, obviously we want folks to listen here if they can't come, but if someone still wants to come, is it too late to register, let you know, or could they do that somehow?
Well, I tell you, we have used Eventbrite for our registration forum. They can go on there, and the event is listed as Candidate Forum 10th District. That registration online at that particular that portal will be available till 9:30 this morning. After that, we're going to cut off that so we can have a good list of who's attending. We will have some additional seats that are available for folks that just can't get registered and would like to come. I will tell you that those will be limited. But, you know, we would love to have as large a crowd as possible.
And again, if you can't be there, be here. We'll have it for you here on WGAU starting at 6:30 this evening. Catherine Hurley, chair of the Oconee County Republican Party. We'll see you this afternoon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim.